Jesus says there is no one who performs a mighty deed in his name who can at the same time speak ill of him. Mighty deeds like feeding the hungry, healing the sick, or welcoming the immigrant can be done equally by someone belonging to any religious denomination. An atheist can do the same. In some cases, such mighty deeds can be performed outside of Jesus' name, and at the same time speak ill of Jesus. Yet, Jesus still says, "Whoever is for us is not against us." Rooted in this perspective of Jesus, Catholics see any authentically good deed performed by believers and non-believers alike as manifestations of God's love in the world. The difference is not so much in the performing, but in the seeing and knowing. Recall the prayer attributed to St. Teresa of Avila, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours. If we look merely at the deeds of our eyes, hands, and feet, the deeds become idols." When we become fixated on deeds themselves, they become objects to be controlled by the performer, rewarded by the recipient, and envied by the incapable. Misused in this way, our eyes, hands, and feet may as well be removed. Yet, if we look at the same deeds with the faith that inspired St. Teresa, even something simple as giving someone a glass of water becomes an icon through which we see the manifestation of God's love in the world, no matter who performs them. The Eucharist opens this reality to us by the priest saying the bread and wine are the body and blood of Christ at Mass. They are seen as the bread, the body, and blood of Christ. By seeing the deeds of our hands and feet as mighty deeds in Jesus' name, they become such mighty deeds. The Mass, as well as prayer and small church community meetings, help us to become more conscious of God's almighty deeds being performed by our very bodies.